Next patient is Linda Jenkins. The last name is J-E-N-K-I-N-S. Linda, L-I-N-D-A. Number one, this is a 69-year-old white female, a patient of Dr. Mina, M-I-N-A, but B, like in boy, H-A-T-T, tango, tango, but, B-H-A-T-T. That was referred to the office because of fluctuating kidney function in the presence of severe arterial hypertension, taking four medications, period. The patient has a history of peripheral vascular disease with a stenting in the lower extremities. Have some non-critical lesions in the coronary, and in the past CTAs there is evidence of renal artery stenosis, period. We repeated a renal ultrasound with the Doppler evaluation, and the renal aortic ratio has been more than 6, that is consistent with renal obstruction, period. I had the opportunity to talk to her sister, who is the caregiver, and the fluctuation in the blood pressure has been towards hypotension, and most of the time they have to hold the blood pressure medications, period, taking into consideration that the patient has Parkinson's disease, memory impairment, and a significant COPD related to smoking, and knowing that she maintains a kidney function that is acceptable with a serum creatinine of 1.2, a BUN of 33, and a GFR that is 45 mLs per minute, I think that the arteriogram and possible stent placement in the renal arteries could be postponed since she has been stable. There is no deterioration of the kidney function, period. Number two, this patient had anemia, and we ordered the stool for a cold blood that in three separate occasions was negative. Interestingly, the patient has a iron saturation of 16%. The hemoglobin is 9.7. The recommendation at this point is to take iron and vitamin C to see if we are able to correct the anemia. Period. Whether or not Dr. Bhatt, B-H-A-T-T, is thinking in sending the patient to the hematologist is not known, period. Following number, the patient has gastroesophageal reflux disease on pantoprazole and magnesium oxide, period. The recommendation of vitamin C with the iron in the presence of pantoprazole is was made. Following number, diabetes mellitus that is under control. Following number, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Associated to continued smoking, getting progressively worse, has been without any exacerbation. Following number, the patient has a history of pulmonary hypertension. Following number, the patient has a history of Parkinson's disease that is seen by the neurologist that is treated with a levodopa. Following number, hyperlipidemia on atorvastatin. This was a telehealth visit because of the storm. We are going to reevaluate this patient in 3 months with laboratory workup. The caregiver was instructed to call us in case of severe hypertension, difficult to control, or any uremic syndromes, any uremic syndrome symptoms that were explained to her. Period. The telehealth visit, in the review of the data, DATA, we spent 10 minutes. In the telehealth, 23 minutes, and in the documentation, 7 minutes.